We have the runs to do from yesterday. We're holding a Gimel Amud Aleph. Ella, I think we're holding, yeah?
Good morning, Russell. Good morning, Jonathan.
About 10 lines on the top. Ella Lav Dafka. No, Iboy Seymour. We're holding the round Iboy Seymour. The next run after that. So the Morris said. That Yisema tells me that we said Yodas because they came from a drasha, so that's why we put Yodas. We discuss Yodas first. So the Ran wants to know. So we brought Brayas that we sometimes go with the latter case first, sometimes with the former case first, and now we're saying Yisema. The first teretz was it goes the other way. Slav Davka. So what is the second Iboy Seymour? Where are they standing with this issue? So nearly the Lahachi, nearly the Lahachi Kamar. Vadi the Lecha Kapeda B'milsa Kida Kamarta. Yes, that which you pointed out, that the Tana does some way, sometimes one way, sometimes the other way, that's clear. The Behal Lecha Lemiflig, the Besnaisa Muchi Shaper. You can't argue about that. That's clearly you have Bishnayas which support that. But in our specific Mishnah, don't say it was just a happenstance reality. They chose one over the other. That's over here specifically. There was a reason. So the Iboy Seymour is a little bit different than some of your other Iboy Seymours and Shas. You give two terutzim. It's either A or B. B over here is relying totally on A. It's just adding one more step. As opposed to the first teretz, the Morris says, you're right. Something like this, something like that way. And there's no rhyme or reason. You can't explain why. There's no. I can't give you a good reason why the Tana sometimes does this, sometimes does that. Except for the fact that Dafka wants to sometimes do this and do that to teach me that the Isha is acceptable, but why in any specific case he does A or B, we don't know. The second teretz is, yeah, you're right, it's Lav Dafka, but over here there's a specific reason. Okay. The Morris says, okay, so why don't you just say in the first part of the Mishnah, Yodas first, and then Kinuyim second. So Morris says, Kiposa, Kinuyim derises the Ran, Shekain derech, Atana lahaskel, but the worm, how you do it, you start with the things which are well known. Then you say the drushes, and then, but when you explain them, the drusha, which is Chavim, goes first. Morris says, well, it depends. If you hold the Kinuyim, our lashon of these are lashonos which lashon nachrim, and we know that in that case be said in any lashon, so it's the deraisa. The lemandamer lashon shavur chacham liyos nader by shechitshu milibam. They created it. The lashon asher bodo milibay. So you see the word bodo, that means to he made up an idea. Now, why they did it, Leo Snyderberg, in order to make a netter with the first to come on. She murmur the chamer afraid the person will say Corbin Chashin and Shema Yasker is Hashem. The Hashem somehow got me Corbin. Can I see Corbin Lashem? Corbin and Lashem go together. So the person says he's going to say Corbin. He might say Lashem. Furthermore. Shema Yazker is a shame, but Yazker Korban. Nimsha Shorti Shem Shemaim the Batolo. So someone just say Lashem Korban. So you might say Lashem and then stop. So we left with the Shem Shemaim the Batolo. L'kachidshu L'shonas Alos. So they created these L'shonas. So Michael Amemer. It's not, we're not saying it's a Rabbanon. We're saying once the Chama made this Lashon up, it's not any worse than the Lashonis of the Nachrim. So it functions on the Raisa level. But the point over here, the Ran said, wasn't because one's at the Raisa and one's at the Rabbanon, because both are the Raisas. So what are we saying? We said the Raisa versus the Rabbanon. And the point over here, this is an obvious point in the Torah, and this is not an obvious point in the Torah. Well, once you're talking about this thing, we're going to have to introduce, and it's not any more obvious than the others. This is something which the Chama had intervened and create this thing, etc. So it's not obvious to us that there's an idea of kinuyim. So Mor says, you know what? You're saying, so why not just take it a step further? And say Yadis first. Now, Hashta Zataran Mishum Dukhan, because of this pressure, Hadri, we might the Nakhab Pshu Tusa Bakula Sugin, we're going to have to retract that which we assumed. The extreme Maksura Resha, the Milsalo Maksura, that you don't leave out the first words of your issue. That was the assumption. But now we're saying we're in the Mandamar Lashon Shabbat Chachamim, Havi Resha Maksura. The ratio is missing something. That's where the missing point is in the first step. The Farish Tana might have possibly. The Tana is explaining that which it started with. So it started with Yodis, then it mentioned the Kinuyim, and then explained Yodis and the Kinuyim. Now the Ran is bothered by. According to the we brought Raya's and Mishnah's go both ways. A B B A or A B A B. So saying according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a good explanation over here why it's A B B A. Okay? According to Rish Lakish, we don't. So Mor says, you know what? According to Rish Lakish, you have to tell me that the Yadis goes first and therefore it functions as A B A B. We already said that the Tana can go either way. So Rish Lakish should say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have your teretz. According to Rish Lakish, you go back to the first teretz. So and therefore the Tana goes either way, and there's no specific reason why he does one over the other. And the end of the story. The Mor says, according to Rish Lakish, you're going to have to say that Yonas was written. So it means you're saying that the order is Dafka A B A B. We never said there's a Dafka order of A, B, A, B. According to what he said before, the Ran already said before, that this Teretz relies on the previous Teretz. So the Ran, no. The high, B'boy Sema, this second Teretz is a Hachikomer. There's an underlying element of what he's saying. It's Hadamasis and Sidra, Dafka Nokat Lefushe Yodas Bereshah. That there is a simple reason why he wanted to say Yadis first. The only question is, what was the introduction, and what's the relationship between the Yadis and the introduction? Lamar Meheka the Solak Mine. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's saying the second case first. Mishum the Asalem Midrasha, because it's a Drasha. Kanuyan Loy Tzrichel Furushay, but Kanuyan are obvious. So they don't have the same need to rush to explain them. Ulamar, at the Kardesh Lakish, there's a reason why it said Yadis first. Mehechad the Possibay, Mishum, the Yadis Asim Yidrasha. We're like Dimon, the Kanuyan, Shainan, Elav, Loshan, and Shabbat, and Chachamim. So Yadis have to explain first, because they're actually more of a derisa. More of a in the pasuk than the kinuyim. So the question is: okay, so we want to explain Yadis first. So how would we set up the lashon of the Mishnah in order to say Yadis first? Well, we'd say Yadis first. So both in the first part of the Mishnah and the second part of the Mishnah, it makes sense to mention Yadis first, because Yadis really is in some way more powerful. Right word for it. It's rooted in more of the Torah status than Kinuyim. So if it's just it's roy to be explained first, it's also roy to be mentioned in the Mishnah first. So the Shemesh has to say Yadis and then Kinuyim, and then explain Yadis and then Kinuyim. So it's not that the point over here is so much that we're explaining we're using the pattern of A. The reason why we're explaining A first is because A was mentioned first in the first part of the Mishnah. We're saying the same way in the explanation, A goes first. In the introduction, A should also go first. Because whatever the same compelling reason to explain A first is the same compelling reason to mention A first in the introduction. Am I making sense? Yeah, okay. Okay. So do more. But yod is hecha ksiva. So, okay, you're saying it's a drasha. So what is this drasha? So the pasuk says by nazir, ish ki yafli linder neder nazir lahadzir l'Hashem. So this phrase, is that talking about... In the Dorim is talking about a nazir. It's in the parsha in Bamidbar, which deals with the idea of making a person become make himself a nazir, and it has this whole long phrase. So Tanya, the Braisa, nazir lahazir, the lashon of nazir lahazir. Could have said ish ki yafli linder neder lahazir lahashem or Nazir Lashem, what's Nazir Lahazir? Last is Kenny Naziris Kenaziris, the other is Naziris Kenaziris. Now the round takes out Kenny Naziris Kenaziris, because it says, it's the din of their neighbor Bechaloshim, which we learn from a different source. Kernu Shlokich is not in the possible cloud. So last is Kenny Naziris Kenaziris is an incorrect year, so the round says. And the correct year is last is the other is Naziris Kenaziris. So the extra lashon of Nazir Lahazir is Marba Yodis. So the more ainly a little bit, the Naziris, Benadorim Minayin. So how do I know that this is true? The Yodis and the Dorim are the Kinadorim. Tamal Omar. Ish ki yafli lindor neder, Nazir Lahazir Lashem, Makash Naziris Lahadorim, Benadorim Naziris. And this one pasuk, it talks about lindor neder, Nazir Lahazir. So, even the topic of this pasuk is becoming a nazir. But it could have said ish ki yafli lahazir nazir lahashem. What's lindor neder nazir lahazir? Why does it mention the dorm over here? A language of neder. Tell me that referring to nedorim, that they're the same as nazirus. Okay, and it's true. The hekesh is multi-directional. So therefore. Manaziris also by Yodis Naziris Kenaziris, Af Nadorim Os Asebehem Yodis Nadorim Kenadorim. I learn out Yodis from Naziris to Nadorim. And Manadorim Ober Babal Ta'akr, excuse me, Babal Yachel Babal Ta'akr. Af Naziris Ober Babal Yachel Babal Ta'akr. So the Torah says, by a neder, lo yachel devaroi, the parshas matos doesn't mention nazir over there, but just like by neder, there's a din of bal yachel, of a person doesn't keep the words that he said. He's over this bal yachel. He's being meichel devaroi. He's making his words. Rashi says it were chulin that they became into that. He's ignoring the kedusha that he's presented over here. So he was made his words chulin.
Ignoring
the kedusha that he's placed over here. So if a person is a nazir and he eats, he drinks wine. So besides being over this of drinking wine, he's over this of bayachal devaroi. He made himself into a nazir. His words created a kedusha, and now he's acting as if the words were not kedusha. There's no kedusha. He's just chulin. So you're trivializing his words. So there's no pasuk that says beferish bayachel in regards to nazir. We learn that from the Dor. If a person makes a netter of a korban, the Torah says there's an isra of lo yacher l'shamoy. Don't push off doing it. You have to bring it within a time frame, whatever the time frame is. We'll see. And we still go that in Rosh Hashanah. One regal, three regal, considron. But there's a time frame that you must move forward and deal with the commitment that you made to bring the korban. the same thing would be true. A person would do a commitment to be a Nozer, so I learn out from the Dorim to Naziris. And there's a din of hafora that we empower the father of a katan and a nara, and we empower the husband to be made for the nadorim and the naziris of their daughter slash wife. Okay. Fel Markasha, Mashta Gabi Naziris Dixiv Nozir Lahazir. You're learning out Yodis Naziris Kanaziris, because it says Nozir Lahazir. So that tells me that Yodis. Shinodorm Nami Hoksiv Lindor Neder. Why do I have to learn out from a Hekish? The lashon, the double lashon of by neder itself, should be a valid source to teach me yodis. Linder neder. Okay. Vekesha lamali. So what are you the hekesh for? The lashon by neder itself should teach me yodis. No, I still need the Hekesh to teach me Bal Ta'achir and Bal Yachel and Hafora. But that which you're telling me that I use the Hekesh to teach me Yodos, that I don't see why you need a Hekesh to teach me Yodos. Some more answers. Because of Neder Lindor Kisib Nozir Lahazir Kirikomarta. That had it written the lashon of not lindor neder, but neder lindor, like it says nozir lahazir, then you're right. Lotzar hakesh, you would not need a hekesh. The hashad of see lindor neder, the yibatara kaloshim and the other. So we need a verb to say what you're doing. The standard way of saying it is to that a person should be neider and neder. A person will be mazir to be a nozer. But nozir lahazir is strange. That's a strange binyan. Nozir, he is each kiafli linder neder liyos nozir. Right? But once you say nozir, you already said what you are. What's the hazir afterwards? So that order indicates that there's a drasha, but linder neder is deeper tarik lashem le'adam. That's how people speak. Therefore, we can't use that as a drasha or a source, and I need the hekesh. Okay. Okay. Hanicha lamanda is le dibre Torah kolashem le'adam. So linder neder doesn't teach me anything. Nozir lahazir teaches me yodis. I learn from the hekesh yodis by naziris to yodis by nador. Elamanda less le dibre Torah kolashem le'adam. One says that I do make a drasha because there is an element over here which is extra, and the fact that people talk like that doesn't deter us from making a drasha. So he less lay dibatar kolashim aliyadu. So high linder neder my other lay. You're telling me that you learn out yodis nidorim from yodis naziris. So what do you do with linder neder? Or says, you know what? Yudarish le lasas yodis nadorim kinadorim. So you're right. Linder neder is the source of yodis nadorim kinadorim, not from the zirus. Umakers is zirus le nadorim, and then we learn out yodis nazirus kinazirus from the dorim. So we've explained what you need linder neder for, but now we're back to what you need nozir lahazir for. So Nazir Lahazir Ladorish Lay Lamid Shanaziris Khal Nazir Al Hanaziris. A person would already a Nazir and he says, I'm a Nazir. You say, I'm sorry, you already are a Nazir. You can't make a new Kabbalah Nazir. That's what we could have said. She said, no, Nazir is Chal Nazir. So what does it mean, Nazir is Chal Nazir? That means that his Dibur is effective. And as soon as he finishes his first Dibur, which means the 30 days of Stam Naziris, or whatever the Naziris he'd been in the Kabbalah, so he processes himself as a Nazir with the Kabbalah, etc. And immediately the second Nazir takes effect. He says, hey, listen, you made the Kabbalah, Bisman, that it can't be effective, so it's nothing. It's not nothing, it's Chal. It's just waiting to take effect after the first Naziris is finished. The Morse says, okay. So if you hold Dibetar Kalosh B'nei Adam, so Linder Netter doesn't teach me any Ribui. So I know Nazir Hazir to teach me Yadus and Dorim Kinadorim. So I don't know how you know Nazir is called a Naziris. When Nazir Hazir Doris lasts Yadus and Dorim, Yadus and Ziris Kinaziris, so Nazir is called a Naziris, Minole. So how do you know Nazir is called a Naziris? So Mor says, Honicha, Isir like a man Dorim, Ain Nazir is called a Naziris. If you hold like the man that says Ain Nazir is called a Naziris, it's good. Well, Isir like a man Dorim, Nazir is called a Naziris, Minole. Okay, so where it says name a kroa lizor my lahazir shemata minotarti. The verb could have been written in a different form, and since it's wrote in this form of lahazir, that's marba a second limud. So you have yadus naziris and naziris, and naziris chala naziris, both from the same phrase. Okay. Not the round. Second wide line. How are you seeing it? Last is the other zeros can zeros. We're looking at seeing kinyan zeros can zeros. The brisa, which it's not. You're saying it's come to teach me. Kinyan zeros can zeros. The other zeros can zeros. No, can you even take out? Why do we monosha? La mikro nafki. They're not derived from this pasuk. D loshen nachem heim. If it's a foreign language, once you know that the rule is that it can be said in any lashon, so it's a foreign language. Okay. And we lashon chachamim heim hechenafki mikro. If it's lashon chacham, it's not the pasuk at all. It's lashon chachamim. So lashes kinuyin nazirus kinaziris is an impossible statement. So teaching me Yodas and Zeris and Zeris, and there's a Hekish. Aman the door and Arbi Bibal Tacher, Bibal Yachel Baltacher. Remember Kikaz Al Lai, Ika Bal Yachel. If he says this item should be Osir that creates a potential of Bal Yachel, he may not eat it because of Bal Yachel de Moroi. We neder nor Lahabi Korban, and if the neder was a Ray Alai to bring a Korban, so that the neder of Kachim, so then Ika Baltacher. So the same thing is true by Naziris. So he says he's going to bring it as a korban, so nothing.
So it's neither extra tool and of course it's not korban.
Right. With a qualifier, there are certain cases which we can say if the language is a little bit ambiguous, so we can say he meant to make it also on himself like a korban. But I think an example that you gave, I think that I'm trying to remember all the Gemaras, but I think we'd end up saying that we have a general rule, ain't much of the word of the Vatala. A person doesn't say words of the Vatala. So he probably meant to say something which would be intelligent and should be valid in some way. So if we can touch up what he said in a way which is valid, we're going to do so. Sometimes you can't. The guy's explicit enough to the point that you can't fit it, make it work. So the Baal's power of Afora applies specifically to two things. Either Inri Nefesh and Devarim Benot HaBenot, things which affect the physical relationship between the husband and wife. Or Inri Nefesh, the woman is undertaking some type of Inri upon herself. The father has the ability to be mefer as well. There's going to actually be a discussion in the Rishonim later on. Does the father's power of afora extend beyond the husband's to all the dorim? Or the father as well only has Inri Nefesh, and the Rav Shmuel of Novi isn't relevant to the father either, so you don't be Inri Nefesh. What do you not understand? Okay.
Whether the father.
What is the power of the.
As much as the husband.
Is, by the husband, Hafar is clearly limited to certain scenarios. The father's power of Hafar of his daughters in the dorm, does it apply to all the dorm? Only to specific types in the dorm? Okay. Abal Mefer. The see vim haferi haferi or somebody isha, her husband b'yom shemar. The Gemara says if it wrote linda neder like it wrote the see vim nozil hazir the work of the krohach. That's a strange that phraseology is not a common phraseology. The loyalam on makor kadem al shema pula can receive lesari sar the kayim called the vor. So you write the infinitive before you write the noun lesari sar lin dor neder. But over here you have lahazir nozir would be that that type of conjugation. Some more says, but linda neder is normal. If you hold the difference of Galusha and the Adam, even if I could theoretically have some drushes from a ribui, we don't look at this as a ribui. This is the normal language that the Torah writes. If you hold that in the scenario we have something to learn, you say you don't say the Torah Galusha and the Adam. So let's see what there is to learn. The Morse says. According to him, Linda Neder my Ovidlay. Hanafkale Mekation in Aziris. If you hold even the Lloyd Dibra Turk Lashman the other. So Linda Neder is an extra Lashon, even though that's a standard way of saying it. It's an extra Lashon for a drusha. But it's not for Yodis, because I know Yodis from Aziris. Okay. What? I have a problem. Nearly, the Shemachim Makshahach Alinder Neder Mayavile. Well, the Elbasamach actually Hikesha Lamali. The Gemara started off and says, it says Linder Neder Hikesha Lamali. Which means we're assuming right away that Linder Neder teaches me Yadis. and I do not need to derive yodis from the zeros. So therefore the question is okay, shalom ali. So Moore says, if you hold Dibur Torah Kol Shemini Adam, so the Dharma is not its own, it's not its own source. I have to learn from a hekesh. The question was, what do you need a hekesh for? The answer is, I need a hekesh. The Moore says, well, if you hold Dibur Torah Kol Shemini Adam, you'd be answering my question. If you hold Dibur Torah Kol Shemini Adam, you have not answered my question, and that therefore the question should be hekesh shalom ali. The Moore says, no, the question is, what do you do with Lindor Netter? The Moore switches directions in the question. Over here it asks, Lindor Netter Mayavidle, which means, you know what, the heck is just a heck, and the source is from the zeros. So therefore, Lindor Netter is Shavir. Leo Basamuch, actually, but just before, it asks, Hegeshul Amali. So why did the Moore switch in the direction of his question? Mishum. Hegel the meaning of Bereish Perakam of the Kedushin. The Mitzvah Dossi Bekal Bechermen Tarek Bekosov Lokro. Kal Bechermen is the rice. And that means the Torah, when the Bereshim wrote the Torah, the Bereshim wrote, we assume when the Bereshim wrote Halacha X, the Bereshim knew that there's a Kal Bechermen to make to teach me why. He meant that. So when he wrote X, he meant Y also. He meant that we should come along, realize the Kabbalah Chaimer, and derive Y. But the Moore says, even so, it's not, it is okay to say that even though something can be derived from a Kabbalah Chaimer, the Russian sometimes wants it to be explicit. Torah because of Lakra. So the same way that's true, Mitzvahs of a Kabbalah Chaimer, Torah because of Lakra, the Torah will write a positive for it anyway. Even though I could derive it from a Kabbalah Chaimer. Achanami Mitzvah Da'as of Akesha, Eshet Torah because of Lakra. So I can't ask, what do you need Lindor Netter for? At first, because I have the Hekish. Okay, you have a Hekish, but sometimes the Torah wants to write it explicitly. So that is, so therefore I can't ask Hekesh Olam Ali. What I could say is, I'll give you an example. As he says, we have a Gemara which says that you can, even like I can learn from Xer Shava, the Torah will still write it anyway. Shemachu l'makshe b'reisha linda neder my ovidle. Dafshel etkuya davagav the ekshinu rachmano tarbuk l'mitzvah b'chol chad ribuy l'yodis. So I can't ask, what do I need Lindor Netter for? I need to teach me others. What I can ask is you, Tana, which told me that the source is from Hekesh. That's not true. The source is from a Perish Abasik. They can't ask you, what do you need a positive word? It's a Hekesh. You can ask, Hekesh Olam Ali. What do you need to say the source is from a Hekesh when it's not true? It's a Perish Abasik. Jamachi, actually, the Deep Him in the. If the Torah wrote each one its own source, the Tana should not tell me the source is the Hekesh. Okay, that's the first. So the first Morris question is Hekesh Olam Ali. But then afterwards, the boss of the Parsha Shas, the Mandamra Dibur Torah Kol Shemini Adam, it's a Hekesha. It's not, if you hold Dibur Torah Kol Shemini Adam, you must have a Hekesh. Kabbal the Mandamra, Lo Dibur, that the Torah is not Dibur Torah Kol Shemini Adam. Lindor Netter, my Avidle. What do you do with Lindor Netter? Okay. So why are we asking it that way? You should ask Hekesh Olam Ali, like we did before. So the Rambam, the Lamati the Mifrach Ali Bay Hekesh Olam Ali. You can't ask according to him Hekesh Olam Ali. To Holo Shemina Leiva the day the Mapik Liyodis Mekesha. We don't find anywhere that this Tana held that the source is a Hekesh. So the Mandamra Lloyd Dibur Torah Kol Shemini Adam never said it was a Hekesh. You guess, what do you, hey, Carly, why did you say it's a Hekesh? I didn't say it was a Hekesh. I, the Braisa, Dibur, the Mandamra, Dibur Asya. So I can't ask on him Hekesh Olam Ali, because that Brisa, which says the source is a Hekesh, can be going like the one that holds different Torah Kalashim Aliyah. And then you do need a Hekesh. So he says, you ask me what I need a Hekesh for? I never said it was a Hekesh to start with. So you can't ask that on me. Okay, so what could you yes ask? Meal park like the kiman the dalkarcha hakesh and akosav linder neder hakesh and akosav, but there is a hakesh because the hakesh teaches me about ta'achar and ba'yachol. Hakesh means it's together one pasuk. That's a fact. We can't deny that. Then linder neder mayavid leib. So what do you do with linder neder? Now you could have answered. You're right. Even though it's the source of the hakesh, I would prefer to have it explicit. There could have been an answer, but we have a right to probe. What do you do with Linda Netter? Let's see. The Torah wrote by each case of making this Kedusha with your Deber that Yonis worked, one by Nazir's and one by Nador. If I have another option to say that we are relying on the Hekesh and this pasuk is coming for something else, we'd rather do that. If I have another option to say that this pasuk is not coming to tell me the Kabbal Karmer and I'm relying on the Kabbal Karmer, this pasuk is coming for something else, I'll do that too. So the worst question is, that is a probing question. Are you telling me that this is just a repetition of the Hekesh, or is there another thing to do with it? And we're saying, you know what, there's something else to do with it. So I'll teach the Yonis Nadorim and Nadorim, and I learn out Naziris from the Nadorim, and the Naziris now is extra. Somebody's Naziris, call on the Naziris. The more it says, according to this one, Domar, I learned out Yonis Adorim can adore him from Linder Netter. I learned out Naziris, Yonis Naziris can Naziris from Netter through a Hekesh. And Nozir Laziris, they tell me, Naziris call on Naziris. He said twice, I'm a Nozir. To learn Rina, the Litzkalei B'Shloshim Yom, it's not enough, he does, okay, so he's a Nozir Yom, 230 days, and the conversation. Elo no, Tzarek Lignois Shtei Naziris, Dano Shishim. Okay. Menafkelei Medeksi, but Nozir Lahazir. Kamer Shekiba Lir's Nozir, Eshlo Lahazir Oid Kedepishis. So he's a Nozir, and this Nozir, he's already a Nozir, he's already a Yom Nozir Yom, he's a Nozir. Then he says, Lahazir, and now he's going to be making a Nozir is making himself a Naziris. So a Nozir can make a Naziris. Yadus. Teaches me, according to him, Hekesh teaches me Yadus by Naziris.
Yes.
And Nazir Lazir is extra. The teacher knows Naziris call it Naziris.
And then the unusual language teaches us
Well, we're going with the most deeper Torah Kalashim Bnei Adam. So Nozir Lahazir is also an extra lashon. Whether it's unique or not would make a difference. The more we go back, if you hold deeper Torah Kalashim Bnei Adam, so then Linda Netter is nothing special. But Nozir Lahazir is special. Because it's out of order. But if we're going with those Lloyd Dibber Torah Kalashim Bnei Adam, so then it doesn't make a difference which way, either way you write it, you still make a drasha. Samora says, okay, if you hold Dibber Torah Kalashim Bnei Adam, so then you can't learn out anything from Linda Netter. Nozir Lahazir teaches me Yadus, and how do we know Nazir is Chalal Naziris? So Hanicha Isirle Ein Naziris Chalal Naziris. You know, let's hold it. We'll finish up the round tomorrow. Okay.